So welcome everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is going to be reviewing this spring's guidance for campaign season activities. Join CCL National Actions Director, Dr. Todd Elvins, for a training that walks through how we as nonpartisan organizations can have the opportunity to connect with individual candidates from both sides of the aisle on the issue of climate change during the season of electoral primary campaigns. While being clear that we do not support or organize for individual candidates or political parties, our volunteer network here at CCL still plays the essential role of providing insight to all candidates as to why our climate solutions and preferred policies would be best for their constituents. So to get us through tonight's training, we have the wonderful Dr. Elvins. Beginning in 1988, Todd spent 10 years teaming with Earth, Ocean, and Space scientists at the University of California, San Diego Supercomputer Center. His subsequent 15 years of technology business leadership included selling his startup to Oracle. As CCL volunteer, Todd led the presenters action team for 3 years. He then joined the staff in 2017, where his role includes propelling action, planning, communications, and engagement among others and volunteer leadership. And he is graciously doing that as CCL's National Actions Director. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, Todd. And if we've done our job well, we will walk away with the following 3 learning goals tonight. We're going to focus specifically on how to work with incumbents as well as those that are running in the primary season to keep building political support. We're going to think through some specific guidelines for Senate and House candidates, and we'll try out some new activities and debut where you can find them here on CCL Community, as well as some recommendations on what we think would be best to try out or avoid in your own local outreach. And to do that, we're going to have the following agenda. We're going to give a little bit of background, but then we'll jump right into working with incumbent guidelines, and then some House and Senate candidate guidelines, some reminders on how to stay nonpartisan or bipartisan in this election season, and closing with some tips and recommendations. And then we'll be sure to stay on the line for any of your Q&A for tonight. So with that, though, thank you all so much for joining us. And the floor is yours, Todd. We'll pass it to you.
Hey, thanks, Brett. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining tonight. So let's just do a quick background. During this election season, one of our goals is to make sure that Congress takes action on climate so that we can achieve the science-based goal of reducing emissions 50% below 2005 levels by 2030. And 2 more goals are to, first, encourage candidates running for office to generally support strong bipartisan national carbon pricing legislation, and second, to continue building local community support for climate action in Congress. I hope you can hear that okay. There's a helicopter just flew over. So let's start by talking about your current members of Congress. So continue working with your incumbent members of Congress, as you have been, even if they're retiring, to increase their support for climate action to a level of ambition that can achieve the goal of 50% reduction in emissions below 2005 levels by 2030. Despite the considerable distraction of the election this year, they still represent you and will vote on legislation through the end of the year, even during the lame duck session after the November election. They need to keep hearing from constituents, especially new voices from different demographics in the district. Regardless of your member of Congress's stance on specific climate policy, we need them to hear from their constituents that climate action must be a top priority now and throughout the remainder of this Congress. One thing you can do is some research to identify who in your community your member of Congress trusts and make sure that your member of Congress hears from those people. We call those people trusted messengers. See the section of the Developing Your Chapter Action Plan training on community called, the section is called, Get Voters to Ask Candidates and Elected Officials for Climate Action. And Brett will put a link in the chat for that. In this section of that training, you'll find recommended strategies to bring candidates the message that voters want more action on climate. Now let's talk about guidelines for interacting with 2022 Senate and House candidates. The short story is that when it comes to asking candidates questions, the focus should be on the need for significant climate action in Congress rather than specific policies. Demonstrating widespread support for climate action will motivate and encourage candidates to engage on the topic instead of solely responding to the nuances of one policy or another. The good news is that climate change is now a top-tier election issue. So when you interact with candidates, you can encourage them toward general support for climate action to achieve the goal of 50% reduction in emissions below 2005 levels by 2030, and toward working across the aisle so that something can actually get passed. You can tell them why you are concerned, personal stories of how climate change is impacting you and your family and your community, and how much you want them to commit to real solutions to the problem. Once the election is over, you can start or continue educating the winners of the election on the specifics of how to achieve the 2030 emissions reduction goal. The same advice applies to asking questions at town halls or forums. We want candidates, especially on the right, to know that the public and members of their party want action on climate. Phrase your town hall question in the language of their party and make sure to appeal to and educate the audience. For example, you might talk about risk management when you are talking to Republican audiences. And as I've mentioned before, share a bit of your personal story and ask them to commit to enacting solutions to the problem. Some events will encompass both parties, and some will be hosted by just one party. Ideally, left-of-center CCL volunteers will participate in Democratic events, and right-of-center CCL volunteers will attend Republican events. If you attend an event, especially fundraisers, as a supporter of a particular candidate, remember that you're there as an individual who is concerned about climate change, not as a representative of your CCL chapter. Also, be sure to remember that your CCL chapter cannot pay for you to attend a fundraiser for a candidate. Brett, back to you.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Well, I'll just build off of that recommendation set specifically with town halls and candidate forums to really remind us that as we're attending these events, we're also planning for the future. So obviously candidates need to make themselves known to voters. And so you obviously have the chance during these events to learn a lot about them and coming in prepared to take notes on their personal stories that they're sharing, biggest issues that they're revealing, major supporters that are also attending those events, and who they're clearly trying to appeal to as they campaign. Those are all really important data points for us to gather as we seek to build and deepen our relationships. You're also going to need to know what is important to that future potential member of Congress and what they're busy communicating about, so that in many ways throughout the campaign, you can check that candidate's campaign website or social media to stay on track and even consider signing up for their newsletter or their press release distribution list that's probably off of their website too, to stay informed on their priorities and upcoming events for you or anyone in the chapter to jump into attending and finding out more. I think it's also strategic this time of year, if you haven't already with your group, if anyone's really interested in this area of our political will building, to cultivate people that you know in your chapter or your chapter's network to act as trusted messengers and to find out who they are and to really build those connections to bring into your next meeting. You also want to look around for other organizations or nonprofits who are organizing, especially in this area as well, and who might be useful in your own outreach to collaborate with for potential future members of Congress relationship building, and find out about their interests and level of concern about climate change, et cetera, really picking out a little bit more about who they are and then gradually introducing them to CCL and our goals in that conversation. And I think it's always helpful to tailor your interaction to where they are. Obviously, someone may already be alarmed about climate change, and if so, they might be ready to quickly dive into the solution offered. However, perhaps maybe they're not quite to that level yet, and the best course is to start a conversation by asking them about their views and concerns and building enough of a relationship through listening to them so that they'll be interested in connecting with you on an online meeting or a phone call as that next step. So here's the power of trusted messengers in that work. You know, especially this spring, we know that COVID-19 is still going on, and so we want to make sure to emphasize the importance of remembering for you and your team to put your health first as we see how the pandemic continues to unfold. It's really key to think through, obviously, traditional campaigning still being interrupted. It's going to look different depending on the candidate, depending on the district. But we encourage you, especially where you feel most safe, to attend online events and to engage via social media. And especially if you have some success stories, to share them with your state and regional coordinators, the group leader forum, our online site-wide forums on CCL community, so that we can learn from each other and really benefit from the work that you're doing with our own approaches in other districts. And we also want to emphasize right now to start building relationship with these people who can influence your future member of Congress with these campaign events as well. And especially on the realm of COVID-19, if people are interested, we actually have a wonderful updated resource. It's called our COVID-19 update page. I've just put a link to it in the chat, and our special task force on staff that's continuing to think about the updates nationally and how it applies to CCL keeps that updated on a bi-monthly basis. So they just did the March update here in the last week. Is this thinking through from your perspective, where else you can get more resources really in preparations for your outreach and thinking through some of the campaign season activities that your chapter wants to do? We've got some additional training that one of our directors of government affairs provided, Jen Tyler, on attending town halls and candidate forums specifically. So we'll put a link to that in the chat if you'd like, along with some sample town hall questions. Again, you're also more than welcome to visit the linked forums on these threads to see and discuss what others have already shared. And then particularly when working with conservatives, we've got a great training that we offer every quarter called Communicating with Conservatives that our conservative department offers to help people prepare and feel more conversant if they're reaching across the aisle on that. And then we also have a wonderful laser talk series, one of which specifically is on bipartisanship. So we'll put links to any of those that people are interested in the chat. But especially given all that Todd shared earlier, we did want to highlight some of these being available for you and your team.
All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about staying nonpartisan and bipartisan. Let's discuss, so whatever you choose to do during election season, remember always that CCL is both nonpartisan, meaning we do not engage in partisan politics or endorse candidates, and bipartisan, meaning we work with people from both of the major parties. If your current member of Congress asks to speak at one of your chapter meetings, you're welcome to have them attend, though you should discourage explicit campaigning. For more information, see the Planning a Joint Virtual CCL Meeting with Your Member of Congress training, and Brett will put a link to that in the chat. I think that action was from a year ago, November, where we encourage chapters get together with another chapter or several chapters on Zoom and invite your member of Congress to join you. And a lot of chapters did that and had pretty good success. If one candidate, incumbent or non-incumbent, is invited to speak at your meeting, all candidates should be invited to avoid a campaigning event. Whatever activities your group engages in should be even-handed toward all candidates. If you have any questions about what events to attend or what your ask should be, please reach out to your regional coordinator or to CCL staff. So as a reminder, Citizens Climate Lobby is a nonpartisan organization. During electoral campaigns, we have the opportunity to connect with individual candidates on the issue of climate change while being clear that we do not support, endorse, or organize for individual candidates or political parties. We work to build the political will for a livable world and strong climate action to reach the goal of a 50% reduction in our emissions below 2005 levels by 2030. We know that only by securing support from a significant number of elected officials from both of the major parties will our policy become law. Brett, what about our democracy?
CCLers are deeply concerned about voting rights, integrity, and access, and although this concern might look or feel different depending on one's political affiliation, I think we all can agree that a functioning democracy is essential to our society and to our shared climate work. And so specifically this year, what can we do as an organization of CCL volunteers to really address that? Well, we have a couple of recommendations here, and you're more than welcome to pursue any of these with your chapter, especially as they pertain to getting out the vote. Obviously, you can use your democracy by making sure that you vote and that you understand what you need to do in order to vote and set that up with your friends, family, personal connections, and chapter members. You can also help others participate by working locally to help the people around you voting, engaging with them one-on-one, obviously working with a local organization that helps people register to vote. And you can also take your CCL hat off and campaign personally for candidates of any party that align with your values. You're obviously more than welcome to do that. And you're also welcome to open dialogue with people that you disagree with and really join others in stretching into that out of that comfort zone into that stretch zone by joining teams like the Braver Angels Action Team or the Braver Angels Organization. And, you know, as featured here on this slide, actually next month, we're going to have the chance to start working with other environmentally concerned folks through the support of another wonderful organization that we've supported in the past with prior election cycles called the Environmental Voter Project. And here's a quick shout out for any of those listening in later. When you register for an Environmental Voter Project, make sure to do so during that menu labeling process. When they ask you how did you learn about this event, select Citizens Climate Lobby. We work very closely with EVP, and this way we can kind of help highlight how many CCLers have helped with Environmental Voter Project events. So help build that connection as well and turn out environmentally concerned voters in the many swing states that Environmental Voter Project continues to work getting the vote out on. And then lastly, we also want to make sure to emphasize to consider supporting other organizations that take a bipartisan approach to helping democratic systems that are in our country remain strong. Two examples, if either of them sounds interesting or if you'd like us to put in the chat a link to them. One is called Issue One and the other is called Unite America. So check those out, especially if you haven't heard of them, you think that might be of interest to you or some of your chapter members on this front. And the key thing again is individuals, you're encouraged to participate in our democracy and our elections in whatever way you see fit. So again, we actually have some additional tips if you'd like to find out more. Todd's already referenced this, I put in the chat. There's a whole what about our democracy section and what to do about it in the developing your chapter action plan training. And again, just really including focusing on registering others to vote, helping others participate in our elections, and jumping into any of those recommendations that we just provided are some of the key ways that we can see to be seen, show up, and help really focus on strengthen our democracy. I'm just going to review a couple of our activities to avoid recommendations, and then Todd's going to think through some other scenarios with us. And that is largely, you know, just a couple of recommendations, you know, 4 points around things that we think are really important to just name explicitly not to do. So number one, as chapters of CCL, don't endorse any candidates or participate in partisan campaign activities or events officially as a chapter. Again, individuals are welcome to take their CCL hat off, do that on their own time. We do not do that as CCL chapters. Secondly, we should not, as CCL chapter meetings, use them to spread campaign materials or advocate for candidates or provide a platform for a candidate to speak. Following this rule, I think that's a really easy thing to keep in mind and follow. If one candidate from one particular party is invited, then make sure that you as a team invite other candidates from other parties or other candidates from the same party running the primary. Next, we want to make sure that as chapters of CCL, we're not attacking candidates. That becomes particularly important this time of year on social media. Obviously, they might become your future member of Congress, and that's kind of a backstep footing to start a relationship on. So especially as they're likely to also still be engaged in the community and that it's not consistent with our core values of respect, appreciation, gratitude, we really want to make sure that you as chapters focus in on preventing any of those direct attacks, especially on behalf of CCL. And then lastly, your time, we want to just continue to emphasize here. A lot of folks are interested in the possibility of hosting like a candidate forum with their team. And the best news that we have from DC on this front is that you're more than welcome to partner with other groups already doing that, like the League of Women Voters, you name it. But we recommend rather than taking on that extra work of doing the heavy lift yourself, partnering with other groups in your community, already focusing on that and then building on that with your time to do more outreach, community education, or attending town halls instead. So with that, though, I'll pass it back to you, Todd.
All right. Well, let's talk about the question of what if one of our chapter members is running for office? So this is the question. What if one of the volunteers in your CCL chapter is running? They're a candidate. So as Brett just talked about, CCL cannot endorse a specific candidate, but volunteers as individuals not associating themselves with CCL are free to help in any way they wish. Just take off your CCL hat while you're doing that. So here are six more things to keep in mind if you have a CCL volunteer running for office locally. Number one, continue to act consistently with CCL's policy of respect, gratitude, and appreciation for public service toward all candidates. Work with the candidates as they step back from their CCL duties and help them to transition their responsibilities to other volunteers in the chapter. That's so that they can have time to go and campaign and their responsibilities continue to be handled by other people in the chapter. Supportive chapter volunteers should be mindful of the impact of their visible support in our nonpartisan lobbying. Number four, consult CCL staff and your regional coordinator if you are uncertain about particular activities. Number five, candidates are free to talk about CCL, but not to claim they are endorsed by CCL. CCL doesn't do that kind of endorsement. And finally, CCL welcomes all candidates as volunteers and or supporters. So we're at an exciting time, as you know, here at CCL, and we are only here because of your dedication and advocacy. Please reach out to your state or regional coordinator with any questions you may have as we build political will for a livable world during this election season.
So much for obviously leading us through tonight's training review of what we're really thinking about with campaign season activities. And thank all of you for being here. I know that Todd and I both look forward to hearing what comes of your own local efforts for campaign season activities. We will continue to stay in touch in the forums or over email with any other thoughts that you have. But in the meantime, we hope that you found tonight's training useful and empowering. And we look forward to hearing about all the good work that you'll be doing locally from it, and wish you all safety and peace for the rest of your night, my friends.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Everyone, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.